Earlier this month, the state government announced it would introduce consent education into WA schools from pre-primary to year 10. For local health organisation We Are Women, the move is a long time coming and follows years of activism in the sex education space promoting more serious discussions around consent and healthy relationships. So what will it all look like? Here to discuss the latest developments is We Are Women co-founder Kate Raston. Thank you for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I imagine this news was very exciting to hear in your office. Can you talk us through what the state government has actually announced?
Yeah, so we were really excited about this announcement. So Education and Training Minister Sue Ellery and the Women's Interest Minister Simone McGirt announced changes to school consent education, which will be formally included in the WA curriculum. She spoke at Bob Hawke College and announced that they will ensure that students receive education on healthy relationships and consent from pre-primary all the way up into year 10. I think this is a really great step in the right direction for consent education, particularly in WA. And like you mentioned before, we've been working in this space for such a long time. It was, I guess, such a relief to see the curriculum starting to change and starting to catch up with what young people actually want.
Yeah, this sounds like it's been a long time coming. It's been something that's been up for discussion, particularly in the last few years in my social circle, and it's great to see that it's now been formalised in the public school curriculum. Just how significant is it to have a consent education program at school?
It's amazing. It's so important for young people. I mean, we know they've been calling out for, young people have been calling out for very explicit education in schools. And I guess this kind of started off the back of Chanel Conto's online petition. You know, she had over 3,000 testimonies in that petition alone that really spoke of, you know, horrifying stories of sexual assault and sexual harassment at schools and a really sort of unclear understanding of young people, what consent actually looks like, how do they even have the conversation, and where do they begin? So for us as an organisation, it's just such a great move, and it's a huge step in the right direction for young people. And I guess young people actually being able to make a difference and achieve something, such as Chanel, who's still really young, and she's really achieved such a great thing in having this conversation started and getting consent education in the curriculum.
Well, and it's also a great step to give young people autonomy and to demystify some of the sometimes horror stories that we hear about not being taught consent and not being taught about what a healthy relationship looks like.
Yeah, definitely. I know when I think back at my time at school and the education I received, I didn't really get any information on what a healthy relationship looked like. And I guess for me that led to being in relationships as a young adult that were really unhealthy, but I didn't have the skills to be able to even recognise that they were unhealthy, let alone how to, I guess, leave a situation that was unhealthy. So when I think about, you know, the skills that these young people are now going to have and the information they're going to get, you know, real life skills that will follow them beyond school, you know, when they leave school, they're going to have be able to form these healthy relationships. And for me, that's something that I never received. So yeah, I'm so excited by this change.
We're speaking this morning with Kate Raston, the co-founder of We Are Women. They are a local health organisation really promoting consent education in schools. And there's been an announcement last week that is something that is being built into WA public school curriculums. Kate, it was said that teachers are set to receive support to implement the program in appropriate ways for different ages and year groups. We know that this will be rolled out across pre-primary through to year 10. When they say appropriate, do you have an idea of what that would maybe look like?
From what I can see in terms of being appropriate, it looks like your younger years, so your primary school age years, are going to go through things like asking before you borrow something, asking before you hug someone. So really talking about consent from that aspect. And then as you get older and move through up into high school, it's going to turn more into strategies to communicate when seeking, giving and denying consent. And then later in years 9 and 10, it's going to be going through things like sexual relationships and respectful relationships. So they're really tailoring the curriculum to meet the different age groups and be age appropriate in that sense. So, starting with more of your basic level of consent, of, you know, asking for things, which I think a lot of people think consent just has to be about sexual relationships, and it doesn't have to be. You know, we learn consent from me in my life from a young age, when my mum taught me to, you know, I have to ask before I borrow something. I can't just take things. So getting that conversation in a learning environment is a really great start. And then, yeah, moving that up into sexual relationships in the later years of high school.
Yeah, it's less an episode of Heartbreak High, more an episode and a lesson in just how to have some good manners at the start.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Yeah.
Now, something else that's sort of been earmarked here is this has been announced for WA public schools. What about the private schools?
Yeah, so the private schools have run off a separate curriculum, so they can use the national and the state curriculum as a guideline. But unfortunately, this means that some private schools, if the school doesn't choose to follow this selection of the curriculum, they won't actually be receiving this information. It doesn't mean that schools won't, you know, outsource people like myself and We Are Women to come and teach this sort of information for their young people, but it just means that, yeah, it could potentially be missed. There's also some, I guess, when you think about the Catholic education CWA for WA, there is some sort of I guess, issues around teaching this sort of education, if you think of some religious affiliations and those sorts of things. So I guess I am concerned about the young people in private schools and them not getting this sort of information. So I really hope that private schools kind of follow suit with this national curriculum.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. It is absolutely in early days, and I'm sure there'll be teething problems throughout, but very, very excited that this is coming to schools in a mandated sort of way. Kate, for folks out there who maybe do have children at private schools that maybe won't take up or embrace the full gamut of the curriculum, or for people who just want to learn a bit more, they can come and seek out sort of outside of the school system, people like you, what you do at We Are Women. If there's anybody listening and wants some more information from you folks and what you offer, where would you send them?
Yeah, so we are on all of your social media platforms, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. And we are, I guess the best way to find us is on Instagram. It's We Are Women, and women is spelled W-O-M-X-N. You can just type us into Google. And I guess for, you know, parents and those sorts of things, we offer a lot of parent information sessions and webinars. We're running a webinar tonight, actually, for parents around consent, because I guess for a lot of them, they didn't have this sort of information for when they were at school. So it's really hard to know how to have these conversations with their young people. So, yeah, we offer all sorts of programs outside of just the school learning environment. You know, we're with community groups, we're with universities as well. So there's so much that we can offer people outside of the curriculum and what is being implemented at the moment.
Yeah.
So we're on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and our website. You can just find it on Google.
We'll pop some links up on the RTRFM website. Kate Raston, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Speaking there with the co-founder of the We Are Women movement, Kate Raston. We'll put some links up on the RTR website. Keen to hear from you folks what you think about this recent announcement, consent education being embedded in the WA public school curriculum. Somebody here says our education system is authoritarian at its core. Administrators aren't going to like kids who know the word no as a complete sentence. Thanks for weighing in. I think the biggest takeaway here, and maybe the biggest learning curve for some folks, will be consent education is not just exclusively about two people in a bedroom. It sort of flows onto all different parts of our life, and that's been proven here. The education will start rolling out from pre-primary and will move up to year 10. Keep your thoughts coming through 0405 921 921.